And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 9th of January, 2025. January 9th is National Apricot Day. Apricots date back as early as 2000 BC. They were first cultivated in China and Central Asia and then slowly made their way around the world. Chinese traders and merchants traveling along the Great Silk Road introduced apricots to the Persians. The Arabs took apricots from Central Asia to the Middle East, where they rapidly dispersed into Islamic dominions. Alexander the Great is said to have introduced them to Greece, and from Greece they were brought to Europe. English and Spanish settlers brought apricots to the Americas. On average, apricot trees produce fruit for 20 to 25 years. Apricots mature faster than other spring fruits and become available as early as March in temperate regions of the Northern Hemisphere. Apricots have a myriad of health benefits, too. Apricots only contain 17 calories and no fat, sodium, or cholesterol, and they are also a good source of vitamin A, vitamin C, dietary fiber, and potassium. They promote eye, gut, liver, and skin health. The antioxidants in apricots help to clear your skin. Apricots are best kept at room temperature. Only refrigerate them when ripe. Whether you like them raw, dried, jammed, grilled, baked, broiled, canned, or juiced, apricots are some of the yummiest fruits. It was on this day in 2018 that Kristen Pound published her first episode of her podcast, How to Vegan. Episode topics include vegan on a budget, dining out as a vegan, meal planning made easy, vegan camping 101, my top 10 vegan YouTubers, 7 myths about vegans that aren't true, vegan pregnancy tips, and many more. Check out the How to Vegan podcast with Kristen Pound, available wherever you listen to podcasts. And tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join the Animal Activism Collective on their YouTube channel as they live stream the next installment of their activist training series. This evening's topic is Know Your Rights with attorney Chris Carraway of the Animal Activist Legal Defense Project. Chris graduated from Georgetown University Law Center, where he was president of the student chapter for the Student Animal Legal Defense Fund. Before that, Chris began his involvement in animal rights activism in his hometown of Raleigh, North Carolina, doing outreach, defendant and prisoner support, and organizing local campaigns against the selling of foie gras and fur. Witnessing the criminalization of animal rights activism in the 2000s compelled him to go to law school. Chris brings his experience as a defense attorney and his passion for animal rights to the Animal Activist Defense Project. Any activist can benefit from the knowledge that would be put forth during this event. Bring your notepad and your questions. And here's a prayer for today by Carol J. Adams. Dear God, today I lift my voice in praise and thanksgiving for all the wonderful beings who exist in this world. Today I lift my voice in praise and thanksgiving for those wonderful beings with whom I live. Today I lift my voice in praise and thanksgiving for the small and the large, those near and those far, for the two-legged and the four-legged and the no-legged. And today I remember in my heart and prayers elephants who have lost a loved one, chimpanzees and gibbons and other cousins of ours sold in captivity, worms washed onto sidewalks by rain who die. I remember in my heart and my prayers those with names and those with no names, the small and the large, those near and those far, those who walk and those who are unable to walk. I remember in my heart and my prayers those who, because of cages, cannot this day even lift their wings or move their bodies. Today, I lift my voice in praise and thanksgiving, and I remember all of us, your animals, in my heart and in my prayers, and I know that today I have work to do. A prayer by Carol J. Adams. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every day is the right day to stand up for animals.